Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Memorabilia, which is a track off of the Downward Spiral Deluxe Edition. Before that, A Warm Place, we needed to take a break. It was about top of the hour, and in the middle of the show, I thought this would be a good time to chill out. It's kind of like A Warm Place, which is a very David Bowie Lowe-inspired track. It's kind of ridiculous, but still a good track, a good time to play that. It occurs in the album around track 10, not exactly the middle, but the 15-track record, but still... I elected to play in the middle of my show, so that seemed to work out well. Closer to God, which is kind of a cool version of Closer. Of course, that was an EP that Trent put out after the Downward Spiral came out, and multiple versions of that song, and also of Closer. And then we had Eraser from the Downward Spiral starting things off. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for listening. And tonight we're doing, it's the 25th anniversary of the Downward Spiral, and an extremely important record for me and for many others. Probably the best industrial record of the 90s. And, you know, legend has it that Trent delivered the master tapes to Jimmy Iovine at Interscope, and he was kind of apologetic, and he was a little ashamed. He's like, this is not something that's great, but I know you probably won't like it. And it's just basically this, like, mantra of, like, this celebration of the self-destruction, I guess. It's kind of ridiculous. But somehow, he was so deep in it, obviously, you know, in the studio writing it, I don't know for how long, probably a year, maybe something like that, off and on, maybe more. And so he wasn't able to look at it objectively, is my theory. And so he was like, oh, this is crap. But it turned out to be this record that sold like 5 million copies and they had a big hit single and all that bill and all that stuff, not to mention the touring that went on after that. So let's move on. This is The Becoming from The Downward Spiral, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. We'll be right back.
better.
probably the best Joy Division cover I've ever heard. It's Dead Souls by Nine Inch Nails. That was on the Crow soundtrack, actually. And it was released as part of the Downward Spiral Deluxe Edition. And so we heard it here tonight. And before that, the Downward Spiral, the title track. I mean, Trent is like, it's not just these like traditional rock songs that are kind of synth-based and that are, you know, kind of influenced or that show the connection between this record and Pretty Hate Machine, as far back as Pretty Hate Machine, glossing over Broken, of course. But he's also really good with the dark ambient, experimental stuff, the noisy stuff, and sort of, you know, the low-inspired, the David Bowie low-inspired tracks as well. So that's pretty amazing to hear that, the title track. Is when the screaming towards the end, that's him going down the downward spiral, I assume. Before that, March of the Pigs, a live track from And All That Could Have Been. The Becoming started things off, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. This is our 25th anniversary of the Downward Spiral show. And we're going to continue on with the first track off the record. I didn't want to be predictable and just play play the whole album, like one, two, all the tracks in order and anything, just ridiculous. Even though I'm used to hearing this one first. Instead, we're hearing it at, like, I guess 13th or so. Most of Self-Destruct from the Downward Spiral, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
I'm not afraid.
There we go. Burn from the Natural Born Killer soundtrack. You know, what's funny is that I thought for a minute they would play some of the film dialogue that went with that song when I saw that it was on the deluxe edition of Downward Spiral, but they did not. Before that, we had Heresy, the most Pretty Hate Machine-like track of the record, I think, with the screaming synthesizers and everything. Before that, Underneath the Skin, a very noisy, dark ambient track from the March of the Pigs EP, Mr. Self-Destruct, started things off. This has been our 25th anniversary of the Downward Spiral record show. It's been pretty amazing. I just wanted to mention a couple things about the band itself live, which I did happen to see them on this tour. They toured with Marilyn Manson, of course, and it's Brian Warner and Manson who are thanked in the credits for the record. Live, the band was Robin Fink, Danny Lohner, Chris Vrenna, and James Woolley. That was Nine Inch Nails live. And interesting, if you remember, that Filter was an offshoot kind of Nine Inch Nails. Brian Lee's gang and Richard Patrick are thanked in this record. Actually, it's A temporarily displaced Richard Bug. I assume that's Richard Patrick. I don't know. Right next to Brian Lee's gang's name, so I can only assume that's what that is. You know, what's funny is that in the credits, there's this guy, Mark Blasquez, who's thanked in here, and he was a guy who was on this record that I put out when I was at Fifth Column Records called Death Ride 69, which is featured like two or three people from the Thrill Kill Cult. So I did not know that he was an engineer that worked on the Downward Spiral. Maybe I would have been a little nicer to him if I'd known. I don't know. So I thought that was pretty interesting. The engineers, it's pretty amazing. I mean, I'm sure nobody else really cares except me. Alan Mulder, these guys are legends. Charlie Clouser. It's impressive stuff. So, well-deserving. And I saw them, Marilyn Manson, I think I saw them at Lollapalooza as well. And then there was another one in there somewhere. I can't remember. It's all kind of hazy. So what we're going to do now is play the last track on the record because it's sort of... The theme is just so like negative and dark, and you know, this is the only song, Hurt is really the only song that offers any kind of hope. Even though this song has been taken over by Johnny Cash, who was of course passed, I think, and this is why Nine Inch Nails, Charlie Trent doesn't play it live anymore, but I think it's a great song, and we're going to hear this as our final track of the night. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week here on WMFO.
Still.